If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Tuesday. Man, the week is flying by. Is it going to be a beautiful day today? 72 for a high. It's supposed to be sunny, but...
It's a little cloudy.
I don't know, Jamie.
Well,
why?
It's not really cloudy. It's like, what's it called? Like smog?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. First, before we go any further,
yeah.
I just want to mention that the Mega Millions tonight... Now, it's only $54 million. It's not like making a billion-dollar announcement here. But the new tickets are now $5 as of tonight. First drawing, $5. Now, here's the good news with that. That means the jackpots are going to grow, and grow fast.
It's a shame that it's not a bigger jackpot for the new money amount.
You know? I think I would have waited till then.
I know.
I'm with you because I went to check, okay,
yeah.
Because I knew it was coming out tonight. And the people were, you know, either complaining or not caring or whatever. For $5, you either play or you don't play.
Right,
it's up
yeah,
to you.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't care. But the Mega Millions is the only game going up. Powerball's not. The other games are not going up.
Gotcha.
It's just the Mega Millions. But I'm with you. I think it would have waited until at least a couple of $100 million
yeah.
to throw this in there.
Because now it feels a little expensive for my $5 only to get 54.
Exactly.
You only get 54 million.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. By the time you cut it in half in taxes.
Oh, my God.
Maybe $15 million? Is it worth $5?
Exactly. My God.
But tonight's the night. All right, you got some motivation
for me? I do. You know, it's been a rough for everybody with 401ks and everybody in the market and everything. It's been tough. And I'm seeing, like, all these different, like, senior citizens talking about, like, you know, that's where they put all their retirement because they get dividends and all that stuff, you know. Yeah. And so people are really freaked out. And it's a tough time, I tell you. And so... I saw this thing and I thought it was really, really, really motivational and would change our moods about everything and realize like how short life is. You know
okay.
what I mean? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What is it?
Well,
I could use it.
If you could play it. Now, I want you all to really listen to this because I feel like it's, to me, it changed my life. Okay. So it's on number two. Here it is.
No, that's the Menendez brothers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
It says Menendez brothers.
Oh, it does. Number three. I'm sorry.
Number three.
Okay, all right.
Three of the hardest things for people to say.
Oh, yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I need help. Worcestershire salt. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Am I saying it right?
I don't know.
Worcestershire.
Nobody knows.
Worcestershire
sauce. Nobody knows.
Worcestershire sauce.
Wasn't that motivating?
Yeah.
There are bigger problems in the world.
Yeah.
BJ. BJ was just all about the word. It was supposed to be funny.
Worcestershire.
Never mind.
Worcestershire sauce.
Missed the whole point.
Well, to say that I'm wrong.
It really wasn't serious.
To say that.
It really wasn't serious. It wasn't about if you knew how to say it or not. It was just a thing. Never mind.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I noticed.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I noticed.
Well, what's the catch here?
Nothing.
Did anybody else get it? What is it, Carson? So you didn't get it either.
It's just supposed to be funny. A little crack on all the seriousness that's going on.
Yeah. It's like, ha ha.
Spadil?
It's funny because like the stock market's so serious, and then this is like less
it's
serious.
Just, it's just, yeah. Gotcha. You want to try it again? Try it again, and not worry about how you could say it right.
Three of the hardest things for people to say: I was wrong. I need help. Worcestershire.
No, Worcestershire. Sauce.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, never mind.
Did you see these extinct wolves they brought back?
I did not.
This is a crazy story.
It's wild.
I don't know if I like it.
Wait, like dinosaurs?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like wolves?
These wolves, they're called, are they dire wolves?
Dire wolves, yeah.
They've been gone for 10,000 years.
Where'd they go?
They extinct.
It was a joke.
Gotta take this too seriously. Everybody's
we're so not serious. On the same page today.
Yeah, I can say Worcestershire and they're extinct, Jamie.
They're extinct. They've been gone for 10,000 years, and scientists have gone into a lab and brought them back.
Wow.
Two of them were born. And I don't understand this. They were born in like October.
And yeah. We're just now finding out?
And we're just finding out. Okay.
That's weird.
But I think they wanted to make sure that they like grew and that they were going to be okay.
Do you think that somewhere somebody has some dinosaurs?
Dude, I think so. This is literally what they did to bring these dogs back. Is actually Jurassic Park. It's the exact same thing.
Really? Just like the movie?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Whoa.
It's unbelievable.
It's wild.
All right, here's the story.
In a first for science, biotech company Colossal Biosciences says it brought the extinct direwolf back to life. A species that hasn't walked the earth since the Stone Age.
The dire wolf is the first extinct species.
Well known
to the Stone Age.
Known from HBO's hit show Game of Thrones. ABC News given exclusive access into Colossal's lab in Dallas, where scientists are using genes from gray wolves to create dire wolves.
We've taken a gray wolf genome, a gray wolf cell, which is already genetically 99.5% identical to dire wolves, and we've edited those cells at multiple places in its DNA sequence to contain the dire wolf version of the DNA. That animal looks like a dire wolf, it will behave like a dire wolf, and it is a dire wolf.
Now, 7 months old, dire wolves Romulus and Remus eating well and getting bigger every day.
I don't like this at
it's
all.
It's scary.
Romulus and Remus, I feel like they're going to take over the world.
It's like when they start doctoring our apples and made that weird apple. You know what I mean? Like some things you just don't, nature you just don't touch. Yeah.
And where do you get permission to do this? I don't understand that. Polis. I don't. Can anybody do it? Let's say you've got some cells and I've got DNA and you and I can just go off somewhere and recreate a T-Rex and come back and say, hey, look what we did.
Yeah, like, I'm wondering if we go for a hike over there and we scrape some of the rock and we go and make a dinosaur.
Over at Dinosaur Mountain or whatever it's called.
Ridge,
right, yeah. I don't get it.
That's crazy.
It's weird. And they're saying that they're going to keep going and they're going to do the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
That's coming next, and they are going to do it, they say. Which they're saying is cruel, because you've got to do more than one.
Because then they don't have a friend.
Yeah, you got a lonely mammoth.
Well, I don't think, if you think about like a dire wolf or a woolly mammoth, those things are going to just massively disrupt an ecosystem if you actually try to bring it back. They're apex predators. Well, they have nothing that they can like kill them.
And look what happened with killer bees. That was a scientific experiment
exactly.
That went really wrong.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it did.
You got to shut this place down, man. They got to stop doing this crap.
Yeah, they got to have, it would
By
be like
way,
an island or something. But
you were talking.
Killer bees are a real problem. It was an experiment, I think, in China or somewhere, and they needed to, I forgot why they did this, but they created killer bees.
It was here.
It was here?
Yeah, because I remember them, there was a huge story about how they started down in the south, and then they were coming up, and part of the reason why they're not in Colorado is because of the elevation.
Yeah, but, I mean, they do not give up.
No,
I mean, that is insane. I've seen them cover fire trucks.
Yeah, they lock on to CO2, and then they just attack anything that's emitting CO2.
By the way, here's the sound of a dire wolf, okay? Which no human has heard.
For 10,000 years.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Where'd they go? Well, that's not disturbing at all. In the middle of the night. Out by the river.
That's cute.
I gotta get a bigger gun.
This is crazy.
It is crazy.
These are animals that were on this planet 10,000 years ago and haven't been seen since, and now they're back.
The one I can't get over still, the scientific experiment I can't get over, is when they grew that ear on that mouse.
Oh.
That was weird.
So weird. Why?
Right? There's just a mouse walking around with an ear on its back.
Shouldn't this stuff be governed in some way allowed to happen?
It probably is. They probably had some paperwork they filled out.
Some red tape they got crossed.
And then move on to a woolly mammoth, and who knows what's next. What if they do a dinosaur?
They said they want to do the Tasmanian tiger, too, which I think is something from Australia.
Huh.
They need to stop. They're scaring me. They're scaring me. They are.
We're
going to
need a bigger gun.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Mumford & Son tickets coming up here. We'll do that at 7:20. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
They're here. Somebody put the wolves here in the studio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, they're here. They're here.
I don't get it.
It's a wacky story. That's a wacky story. I don't know, man. We're messing with the wrong people and the wrong animals right now.
Yeah.
I don't see this working out too well.
Somebody said there's not a lot of regulation on it, that you can just do it if you want, but I don't know.
I've always thought that when I would see these stories about the mouse with the ear on its back, I mean, who gave permission to do that?
Yeah, well, that actually, they were, I guess in plastic surgery, the ear is the hardest thing to recreate.
Okay.
In plastic surgery.
So they're experimenting.
So that was like kind of a blessing.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, for medical purposes down the road.
I mean, but you think about it, like if you had clay, that ear would be hard to make.
Oh,
you know?
Impossible.
And it's real skin and cartilage and you have to fold it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. Yeah.
Now, the killer bees, did they have a purpose?
Yeah, they were supposed to be like a stronger, better bee for pollinization or something.
Uh-huh.
I can't even remember. Yeah. But it went really wrong.
Now, these dire wolves, do they have a purpose? Spadil, you've been looking into this.
I think it's one of those things where they just think it's cool and they want to do it because they can.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like because they should.
Cool's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just being cool is not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's trouble. That's trouble down the road, I think.
It might be, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't want to leave work one day and see a dinosaur in the parking lot.
I know T-Rex. You either. Yeah. Or a velociraptor. Yeah. That sounds terrifying.
I don't know. You know what, though? After watching the Flintstones when I was so little, I feel like we could all ride them.
Like a Dino.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah, you put a saddle on them. Yeah.
Remember he used to leave work and slide down that dinosaur.
Yes.
Yeah. And we could use it for amusement park.
I think you guys are really looking at it the wrong way. It looks fun to me.
These people in these labs need to stop.
Right? That's
they need
crazy.
To stop. Oh. Where are you going to release these wolves?
What are you going to do?
Are they in captivity forever?
Exactly. Yeah. They got to put them on like an island or something where they're not going to get
island?
Out. Yeah.
For misfit wolves?
Dude, it's got to be.
And if they're in captivity, you know PETA's going to have a problem with that, so they're going to be all up in arms
about
it.
Right?
Well, put them in PETA's office. That'll take care of that. Right?
Yeah.
All right. We do have Mumford & Sons tickets to give away. In fact, we will do that next. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
I told you. 7:20.
I heard that that his son isn't going to be there. It's just Mumford.
Is his son actually
I don't know the history of it. I don't know.
Well, you made me curious about
this. I know.
Yeah,
it's
Mumford & Sons. You would think they're in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, so here's the deal. It's going to be a great, great show, right? In Red Rocks. I love Red Rocks. Do I mention that every time?
Yeah.
Every time. I love Red Rocks. Anyway, it's July 21st. If you're caller 19 right now, you win a pair of tickets right now at 303-22-ALICE.
By the way, these tickets are on sale right now, too.
Oh, they are?
If you go to Ticketmaster, you can get them. I got exciting news for you. Well, at least it's exciting for me, okay?
Okay, what is it?
There's a new Cracker Barrel about to open here in town. Does that make your pooper pucker or what? Huh?
Yeah.
Check this out. Let me play you the audio.
Oh, we have audio even. Wow, that's a big day.
There's a new,
think about this, you guys. BJ went all out. He went and got audio about a new Cracker Barrel.
We only have one. We have one. It's up there at 104th, up there where that big Ford dealership is.
Oh, okay.
I know exactly. It's just too far from my house, Jamie. Yeah. Now we got one in proximity.
Okay.
For the first time since January 1997, there will be a new Cracker Barrel right here.
Oh, my God. That was so loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
You actually scared the bejesus out of me.
For the first time since January 1997, there will be a new Cracker Barrel right here in Colorado. The restaurant, which is known for down-home favorites, will be opening a new location near I-70 and the Central Park exit. The exact opening date is still up in the air. We do know the restaurant will be hiring for about 150 positions.
I say we load up the Bucky's bus and we hit the Cracker Barrel. The barrel bus.
The barrel bus?
The barrel bus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, you guys thought the Bucky's bus was dumb, okay? The barrel bus will work.
Yeah.
We got to show up, get our pinto beans to go, and I'm telling you, we'll have a blast.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Cracker Barrel. It feels like slop on a plate.
You're not a big fan?
No. Huh. Never have been.
You don't like that chicken fried steak?
No.
Huh. Get out of here.
Doesn't it just seem like artery clogging stuff?
Have you ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
I've only been once.
Have you? Okay.
And I don't remember being memorable. At all.
What about the rocking chairs on the front?
And they got a gift shop
the
in there,
gift
too.
Shop is,
all those trinkets
anytime
that are in there?
Every time I went back home, my mom would be like, Opal wants to go to the Cracker Barrel. I'm like, oh, my God. We had to take Opal to the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, folks, we've had just one in town for years. The world, as you know it, is about to change.
Yeah.
A new Cracker Barrel is coming to Denver.
It just reminds me, I'm not a gravy fan. I hate gravy. So, I just remember my grandma, it felt like she just, it was just draining down her face. Just, she was a little older and,
Well, that's the biggest news story I got today.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
But you're excited. You're excited.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. You guys, I'm in hell.
Why?
Because I work with you.
What do you mean?
Dude, you are going through the whole menu of Cracker Barrel.
I love Cracker Barrel. Spadil, have you ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
No, what do they got there?
Why did you ask?
Fried chicken. They got fried chicken.
You like fried chicken? I love fried chicken.
Do they got chicken
and waffles? That's my favorite thing.
Chicken and waffles. Okay. I'm sure you can. No, they have pancakes there.
Pancakes?
Yeah, they're not waffles. Yeah. They're pancakes.
That still sounds good, yeah.
They have pinto beans.
Oh, I hate beans.
You don't like beans?
No, I hate beans.
I don't like beans either.
They have smothered and covered.
It's so gross.
They taste like mush. They're like, beans are nothing.
Yeah.
Beans are great for you, too.
They are good for you.
They are really good for you.
I don't like them.
Beans, protein. Beans, yeah. The more you eat, the more you... What's in there?
It's beans. Too. Beans are good for your heart. The more you eat them, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. So let's eat beans for every meal.
Nice. Very nice, Spadil. Spadil, everybody.
Wow. That's pretty good for a guy that doesn't eat beans.
Yeah.
I know, right? You knew the whole song.
Yeah.
I have some bad news for Spadil, and that is if you're a regular pot smoker, you can't pop a wheelie.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, a new study came out, and it says that, and not only that, but you're more insecure in the mudroom. Yeah, it says this whole study came out on all these people like Spadil that do it all the time, 24/7, and they said they can't pop a wheelie. They can't raise a flag.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Which translates to not having a girlfriend.
Wow, I feel like that's a little
Can't
early.
Keep a girlfriend.
I feel like it's too soon.
It's too soon. I feel like this is too soon.
Right for the jugular, yeah. Man.
I feel like this is too
it's
soon.
Not too soon. It's been 2 days.
Although, I will tell you, I don't... Now that I, like, reflect on this whole relationship that he had...
Yeah.
They talked on the phone every day, but they never even saw each other. It was like you were catfished.
Well, and especially coming back from your tournament 3 weeks, and she didn't want to see you.
Well, I told somebody... That I thought that she was a very mean person, and I don't care for her much.
I agree.
And I told the person that I think she intentionally would tell that person stuff so she would come and tell me. And I think that's really mean and really low. So I don't like her. So there. I'm helping you. I back you.
Yeah.
Well, she was mean.
Well, I think that the big thing with us was just our communication styles didn't line up very well. So... Like, she had reservations about certain things, and then she said that
her
she had a hard time
seeing you.
She had a hard time telling me those things because I'm an older guy. So she was just, like, intimidated by the whole...
Don't blame it on her age.
...older person situation.
Don't give her that courtesy.
I think her age had a lot to do with it, actually.
Why was she saying mean things about you?
I don't know.
I think she's just a mean
Are you
person.
Mean?
No.
No, it wasn't him. He wasn't mean. Yeah. It was her. She was mean. Yeah.
Right. She was a mean girl.
Yeah.
She was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was just a joke. I'm sorry. Sorry I had to go this far. Yeah. I was joking.
Well, no, but
you.
I mean, I guess it's an easier breakup because they didn't even see each other for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It'd be different if they were together all the time, 24/7, you know, because that's a hard breakup. But when you don't even see anybody for 3 weeks, you're just like, out of sight, out of mind. Yeah.
More fish in the sea, buddy.
Yeah.
Plenty right. of fish. Right. It's actually an app.
It is.
Plenty
yeah.
of fish plenty. In the sea.
Plenty, yeah. Plenty. They call it plenty offish. The people who go on there are usually weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's I was with this guy and we had a kid together and I picked up his phone one day and I thought we were just, you know, exclusive.
Uh-huh.
And then he had that thing on there and I was like, what is this? Never heard of it.
Oh, he had more fish too, huh?
Oh, yeah. And so then I Googled it. I was like, that some bitch got an app. Huh? A dating app.
Well, you tell them it's called Plenty Offish and they make fun of people who like go on that app.
Yeah, because it's free, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, serves them right. See, we all go through it.
Yeah,
we all go through it. It's just life. As I tell my son, man, life is so difficult sometimes. You know, it's not always, what do you call it? It's the rainbows and butterflies and smiles. Sometimes it's just like, oh my God.
So awesome.
This morning I actually said to Alexa, not today.
Not today?
Did not want to get up today. Oh. I was like, Alexa, not today. And she's like, I'm not sure I understand this. Not today. I was so comfy in my bed. I just went to stay in bed. This is crazy. I feel FOMO, you guys. And that is because I did not see it. And I meant to watch it. The person that does my hair, all my friends watch it. And that is White Lotus. Man, they blew out the ratings. 6.2 million viewers, smashing the series record by 30%. Sunday's season finale of The White Lotus was seen by 6.2 million viewers in the United States. Viewership was 51% higher. Higher than the season 2 finale, which drew 4.1 million U.S. viewers.
It's big.
That is quite a jump, isn't it?
And I see it everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and I want to go there. Oh, man. Because they go to the finest resorts in the world to film it, you know? Man, it looks real nice. Anyway, let's see here. Madonna wants us all to know that her and Elton John have squashed their beef.
I didn't know they had a beef.
Okay, me either.
Did you know?
No.
What was the beef? Anybody know?
No.
I have no idea.
I guess he was her, like, muse, kind of. Like, when she saw him when she was in high school, she just thought he was so amazing, and she loved him her whole life. Well, then, when she performed, he wrote something snarky about her in print and said that she's, like, overhyped and she's not talented and all that. And then she won a major award. And then he went after her again. And then they were up for a same kind of award for, like, best song for a movie or something. And then she won that one. And then his boyfriend came after her and said, she's trash, she's horrible. So Madonna's been real sad about this.
So they've had a beef.
For a long time.
Man, well, yeah. I'm glad they cleared it up.
Yeah.
I guess they figure they're both...
Die.
I guess they figure they're both headed to the afterworld.
Well,
so they got to clear
it
up now.
He's going to be closer than she is. I mean, he doesn't look so good lately.
Yeah, they say he's blind in one eye.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So that's sad. Yeah, so she's so happy now that they're friends again. I don't know, some of the things he said was really, really mean. Like her,
he was on drugs, though, big time.
Her Die Another Day song, he said, was the worst Bond tune that's ever been made.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
The James Bond movie. So, I mean, he said some mean things, but I guess she's like, you know what? You give, like, peace to people that get older,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not
like,
only that. I mean, again, he went through such a drug phase, alcohol, just a raging addict. And I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Maybe so. I don't know. That was crazy. Crazy. Let's see here. They're saying that Travis Kelce broke up with Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh. Do we have to pay for that one? Is that a headline?
They're saying, though, more. They're saying, though, people are causing this rumor and it's not true at all. So
I did see
why
that
is she
there.
Missing in action for so long?
Because of the Blake Lively stuff.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Is that she's really, like, hurt by Blake Lively and that she can't believe her friend used her to be part of this lawsuit. You know, she got drawn into it.
Yeah.
And she wants no part of the drama. And then when she was booed on the big screen at the Chiefs game, that's not Taylor's
Super Bowl.
See, I think that hurt her a lot, too.
Yeah, because, you know, she's used to being adored. And when you get booed, you're like, what just went wrong? So she's undercover.
I just saw a listing yesterday of how many days it's been since she's posted on social media, her Instagram, her this, and it was like 100, 200 days or something like that. And so they were saying that she's missing in action.
Maybe she's knocked up.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
That'd be crazy.
I mean, they got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season's over.
Then they both got downtime.
Her tour's over.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say that they are still together. They're just on the down low. They want a normal life, and they want to stay out of the spotlight for a little bit. Man, she must have a hell of a disguise.
Yeah, no.
Because nobody spotted her at all.
At all.
Yeah.
No.
They say her picture hasn't been taken in months.
Well, since
the Super Bowl.
Can't you buy that mask where it makes you look like a whole different person?
Yeah. I'd like to have one of those.
You would?
Yeah. I've looked them up. They're just too expensive.
Yeah, but you already look like George Clooney. Why would you want that?
Well, I want a disguise so that when I go out in public, I'm not hounded all the time.
Oh, like, right.
Yeah,
right.
The autographs and all that crap.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Jamie, it just gets exhausting.
Does it?
And, yeah. So I looked up one of those masks, like a
Joe Biden one.
Well, whatever it is, I'd take it.
Well, remember that was a big rumor that people were putting on his mask because he was incapacitated.
Yeah. I think I'll go with Nancy Pelosi. I think I'd go with something like that. Or
so you want to be a woman? Wow, interesting.
That's a hell of a disguise if you think about it.
Well, no. I mean, that tells me there's something deeper in there.
No, don't read into it.
Oh, I am.
There's some insight.
No, you don't have to read into it. No. Listen. Ooh, that would be a good mask. Caitlyn Jenner.
You know what those
masks are?
I've never priced one of those.
Where do you even buy those?
Never mind.
On Amazon? Where do you get one? I'm with Carson. Where do you get one?
There are companies out there that make them.
Really?
Yeah. You just got to look it up.
What, your butt hurt now because we've never priced them?
Nope. Because you think I'm a woman. That's why. Because you think I'm a woman and there's something inside me that wants to be a woman. And now I'm mad. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can say at this point. I'll carry this with me all day today.
I can't fix it.
No, you cannot fix this. I do not want to be a woman.
I wonder if they make a Hallmark card for this.
That's why it's called a disguise, okay?
Kim Kardashian allegedly has plans to protect Bianca. They say that Kim is trying to get Bianca out of Kanye's little cult to get her away because that's literally the only person he has left on his team. And if she gets Bianca out of that situation, then Kanye will be alone and have to look at himself.
Hmm.
That's what she's saying. I didn't hear her say that. It's sources, okay? And you know I love sources.
Yeah, you're big on sources.
I love them. The NCAA basketball team, Florida, they won last night.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, it was
national
a
champions.
Great game. It was a stupid game. It was what they call a nail biter.
Yeah, well, it ended stupidly.
It did because the guy couldn't touch it.
No.
Didn't even get a shot off.
Can't touch this.
There, nah.
Can't touch this.
Nah.
Can't touch this.
Look.
That's crazy how you slide back and forth like that. It's just like MC Hammer. That's wild.
Did you see the MC Hammer video from the weekend?
No.
Dude, this guy's like 71 years old, okay? And you should see him dance.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Just like the old days.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why are we yelling?
I don't know.
All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
I mean, watch the video. I mean, this guy, he's not lost anything.
Good for him.
And I think he's around 71, 70 years old, something like that. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.